Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there, welcome to Life Questions. I'd like to talk to you today about a man called George Whitefield. George Whitefield, he was a great preacher in his time, and he lived from round about 1700s. So we're talking about his preaching was in the days when men and women were discovering again the great truth of the Bible and the great truth of salvation. There are many, many books that have been written about him. And in fact, he journeyed through America's southern colonies and was often very deeply disturbed by how slaves were brutalized by their masters. He wrote an angry letter in 1740 to three southern colonies, and he was very, very scathing in his accusations against them. In fact, he went as far as purchasing 5,000 acres in Pennsylvania to build a school, as he said, for the instruction of these poor creatures, and he intended to do the same in South Carolina. Sadly, neither of those projects succeeded, but he was an amazing preacher. He was probably, there was no religious figure that was better known in his day than George Whitefield. He was described as the marvel of the age, a preacher who was capable of commanding mass audiences across two continents without any institutional support through the sheer power of his personality, is what people said. He wrote his best-selling journals and drew crowds totaling in the millions. White and black, male and female, friends and enemies all flocked in unprecedented numbers to hear this grand itinerant preacher wherever he went. But few people today have heard of George Whitefield. They have little sense of his significance, if they have. He founded no movement. He created no denomination. There was no college or seminary that bears his name. Indeed, he deliberately rejected all attempts to found a movement, preferring instead to serve alone as the self-confessed fool for Christ. These are the words of the Apostle Paul in the New Testament. He'd rather be a fool for Christ. He was born on December the 16th in 1714 in Gloucester. Now, Gloucester is a very famous city in England. From this point of view, that many great men came from Gloucester. I don't know what happened in that area. John Bunyan came from that. William Tyndale, should I say, came from that area. And many of these great men found themselves in that southeast area of England. Now, Whitefield's father died soon after he was born, and his mother remarried. The marriage proved to be disastrous and culminated in a divorce. So Whitefield's childhood is marked by two great features: his mother's influence and his great fascination with English theatre. Now, they say that when he preached that his voice could be heard a mile away. Here's a little note about when he preached a sermon titled The Kingdom of God on September the 13th in 1741. He was in Glasgow in Scotland. His text was Romans 14 verse 17, which I was just preaching on recently actually. And the verse says this: "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Here's some extracts of what he said. He says, "As God shall enable me, first I shall endeavour to explain what you are to understand by the kingdom of God. Secondly, I shall endeavour to show that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. And thirdly, I shall show you that the kingdom of God positively is righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." He took, as I would take, the kingdom of God as being a spiritual thing, an internal thing, working and producing grace through salvation in the hearts of his people. It's not physical things, meat and drink. He says we shouldn't be quarrelling about outward things, for the kingdom of God is true and undefiled religion. It's coming to God for salvation. It's not external political power or dominance, but it's coming to know God's authority in one's lives. I wonder, like William Tyndale, if you understand that God wants to reign in your heart, that God wants you to submit to his authority, that God wants you to confess your sin and trust his Son, for Christ died for our sins. One day he will reign in power and authority in our world, but today he rules in the hearts of men. And it's great when people repent of their sin, confess their need of salvation, and put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. I hope this short and brief lesson from the life of George Whitefield will be a blessing to you. May God bless you. Thanks for listening. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching Truth. without a twist. Through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.